We're back to the Neil Haley Show. My guest today is Teo Penglis, and we're going to talk about his book and much, much more. Teo, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's still dark here, but, you know, hopefully this will be a wonderful way of telling people about, you know, my cookbook that I have been working on for quite a long time. But it's nutrition is a very important part of our life, so I hope people will listen and take to heart about, you know, that food is a celebration rather than a habit.
Oh, no doubt about it. And you think about your love for food. When did that start for you? I mean, all of us have our fun of cuisine, but you've traveled the whole world in your life and you've gotten to eat so many different amazing meals that this was a perfect fit for you to do something like this.
Yes, you know, when I was in my very early 20s and I'd come to America from Australia, you know, Greek parents, food was always an important celebration, especially on a Sunday. It was because my father was in the labor force and my mother was an embroiderer. But the thing I always remembered in New York, all I could afford at one time was a tin of ravioli, and which I've never been able to eat since. But it was how I started. You know, I started and I thought one of these days when I get successful, I'm going to make sure that my table is going to be a rich one where I can celebrate with friends and have great talks. And that's what I've been doing.
No doubt. Let's kind of jump into specifically enough when we talk about the cookbook. How did you came up with this idea? You're going to write it, and it involves celebrities, right, for your recipes, right?
Right. Well, you know, I always thought to myself, because when people come into your house, what are they? The first thing they do is they smell the cooking. They look at the presentation of the table. They look at the ambiance, you know, the atmosphere that you create. And so when they come in, to me, that's why I called it seducing celebrities, because once they walk through that door, you've got to seduce them with not just the food, but the atmosphere and the celebration of that evening. And it always works. No one leaves the table. Everybody loves to talk and tell stories, and because we're in the business of telling stories, people just love that. What's the latest that we've heard, the gossip, whatever, but it's pretty much fun. And then sometimes we'll have a card game afterwards, but, you know, it was part of the old tradition from New York, because that's where I studied, and I came from Australia to New York City, and I learned about how they presented food, because I met quite a few rich people in my youth, and it was always celebratory. And so even with champagne and chocolates afterwards. So it's kind of a wonderful way to, as I said, seducing the celebrity one meal at a time.
Yes, exactly. And how did you come up with the list of celebrities that you were going to put in your cookbook?
Well, you know, a lot of them I worked with, some I just met. So it's the ones I've met, I like Jacqueline Kennedy. That was one thing, because she married a Greek after he had died. The idea was who did I love working with? Like when I worked with Omar Sharif, you know, the kind of food that we ate together, and in Zagreb in Yugoslavia when I did a mini series with him. So each one has its own story, like with Telly Savalas when he was doing Kojak. That was the first show that I ever did. And so when I met him, and then he became my producer in a play that I did at the Geffen Theater here in Los Angeles. And so, you know, he always loved pasta. And so each one of them, Doris Roberts, you know, who I studied with for 25 years, she would come to the house almost every week. So I put together all the people that I'd met and those who I would have, if I hadn't cooked, what would I have cooked for them? And so, you know, from Shirley MacLaine, who I did break bread with, but I did not cook for her, although I did take desserts I made for her and Barbara Streisand, who was talking politics with a friend of mine, and I made all these desserts for them. So that's how the idea came. And then I thought, well, what is food really? Food is celebrating and giving the body some kind of gratification. and helping it survive and stay healthy by understanding the food that you are cooking. So it's very important, you know, the details of the food, how you prepare them, because to me, nobody leaves my place. I don't overfeed them because I want them to remember the food well. Sometimes people will eat too much, and by the end of the evening, they're stuffed, and what they remember more is how they're feeling instead of how they enjoyed themselves.
You know, and that's the thing. It's a celebration, but it's getting together. These memories of these celebrities that you've cooked for, it's memorable, right? Because you're breaking bread with them. You're bringing a dish. You're building that relationship that you remember those experiences and you want to share that with your fans.
Yes. And, you know, Greeks, you never arrive at a Greek house empty-handed. And there are people who will call me and say, oh, what can I bring? I always tell them cash. But, you know, I said, well, just bring a bottle of wine or whatever pleases you, you know. You never ask that. I always find that to be rather rude. I just say, you know, just bring whatever, a flower, I don't know, and leave it up to you. That's going to be your contribution for, you know, cooking for 2 days and shopping all that time and preparing it all. It's a lot of work. But the thing is to always enjoy it. You know, if I find myself wishing I hadn't had the dinner party, that's not good, because I always feel the feelings that you feel about that particular evening goes into the way you cook. And so to me, it's always got to be a positive thing. And so, it's shown. And somebody said to me, when you leave here, what will you take with you? I said, the dining table, because that has more memories on that table about who ate there than anything else in this house.
All right. Seducing Celebrities, One Meal at a Time, is available on Amazon. Make sure you write a review once you purchase the book, because I know Amazon reviews will push it even further up the review line. And it's exciting that you've re-released this book and everyone needs to check it out. And if they're a fan of your brand, they got to go pick it up, or their friend, and or they're a fan of Celebrities. Perfect thing. So thanks, Teo, for stopping by, man. And I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.